Pope Francis today endorses universal vaccines. I read this news every day. I go through it. Sometimes I see headlines like this and I think, is this a spoof? Is this Babylon Bee? Is this someone trolling? And then I follow and look through the sources and watch the reports and I see, yes, indeed, Pope Francis today at his Wednesday audience in 2020, August 19th, has endorsed universal vaccines with COVID in mind, especially. And this deeply bothers me. I think it relates to Pope Francis's commitment to globalism, to the UN, and to things that go against the protection of our families, the protection of our health, and the protection of our nations. It's a big deal. So I'm going to go over that. I'm also going to compare it to the video treatment that I did several weeks ago on Bill Gates and the idea of vaccine passports, vaccine documentation, and how this will be problematic for believers in the future and for their children and for basically navigating your way through society, through education, through commerce, buying and selling, everything. And previously I referred to the mark of the beast and made certain analogies there. I'm not saying this is the mark of the beast, but certainly the idea that there is a global structure that restricts you and your freedoms and what you can and cannot do and what you can and cannot achieve based on conditions like the acceptance of a vaccine, that's a problem. That's a big problem. So we will begin with prayer. We'll pray the Our Father, the Pater Noster in Latin, and then we'll do some analysis. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen Tuum, adveniat regnum Tuum, fiat voluntas Tua, sicut in Caelo et in Terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. And Almighty Father, we ask that you would guide our leaders, both spiritual and secular, to look out for the common good and our spiritual well-being and our physical well-being. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Well, in the Catholic Church, there's a custom for the Pope every Wednesday to give an audience. It's called the Wednesday audience. And in today's Wednesday audience, the Pope spoke about the Corona COVID virus vaccine. And it's rather long. I was going to show some parts of it, but it's about 30 minutes long. And that's a bit too much. So we'll just do some summary here. But Francis spoke about the global wealth discrepancies, and in particular, the availability of vaccines for the poor. Now, previously, I'd mentioned the need for a tech state, that's a technological state, which is advocated by groups like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, where they want to be able to track all people. Now, the hardest people to track on planet Earth are those in third world countries and those places where there are not tracking systems. In America, we have the Social Security system, we have driver's licenses, we have all kinds of, we have the IRS, we have all kinds of ways to track you, your money, your residence, all kinds of things. But when it comes to people outside these systems, it's very difficult to track them. Now, in order to have a perfectly globalist system, in a Marxist system, you need to be able to track and certify all people. And one of the ways that you can do this is through medicine. So for example, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is interested in quantum dot dye technology. This is similar to a tattoo, and it would provide up-to-date patient records, including vaccine histories. You would actually carry it in your physicality, on your skin. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation recently told Reuters, the reference to digital certificates relates to efforts not to create open source digital platform with the goal, I'm sorry, relates to the efforts to create an open source digital platform with the goal of expanding access to safe, home-based testing. Yeah, right. This is all about an open source digital platform to watch us, to track us, to see every single purchase that you ever made, every single geographic location you have ever been in, even the people that you talk to, and the things that you say. So if you don't go along with a certain system, you will be canceled. And by canceled, I don't mean you lose your Twitter account. By canceled, I mean you can no longer go to school. Oh, you want to go to law school? Well, it looks like on your vaccine passport, your vaccine platform, you can't do that. Well, I'm a conscientious objector. That's okay. No, we don't play that. You can't go to law school. You can't go to med school. Maybe you can't even go to public school. Maybe you can't get a driver's license. Everything is restricted to these passports. This is a cultural passport. And vaccines are one of the hurdles that they will place in front of you. This has been discussed at length by many people. It's even discussed at the UN openly. This is related to the Great Reset. Michael Matt had a great video on this a couple weeks ago in which he looks at the Davos meeting, and you have people like George Soros and the Gates and all kinds of people. You even had Cardinal Turks in there representing Pope Francis, looking for this great reset, a fundamental change in the way that humans interact on the global scale. This is all about globalism. Now, I thought it was interesting in Pope Francis's address. He stated, and I'll give you the quote here, it would be sad if this vaccine were to become the property of this nation or another, rather than universal and for all. It would be sad if, for the vaccine for COVID-19, priority would be given to the richest. Now, of course, we all agree. If there were a moral, safe, and legit vaccine, we could discuss that. That's another debate altogether. And of course, it should not just be reserved for the rich. And we see this in problems, and we Christians, we Catholics are critical of this, of big pharma charging too high of prices and giving priority to the rich for the best healthcare. Healthcare, people who are injured, people who are hurt, we as Christians believe they need healthcare as well. So Francis is correct on this, and I'm sympathetic with what he says here, but the main problem is that the vaccine would not be the property of this or that nation or whatever, it would be universal. Well, there's going to be someone who makes it and holds the needle and pushes the needle into your arm. Someone's going to be in charge. It's one thing to say, well, I don't think the United States should be in charge. I don't think Great Britain should be in charge or whatever. But someone's going to be in charge. And that someone, if you were to ask Pope Francis or any of these people who are advocating these universal vaccines, the person who's in charge is the United Nations. They get to decide. They get to do the research, and they get to tell us that we have to take this vaccine or any vaccine in the future. So you can see the problem that this really is. It may not be the actual Mark of the Beast. And in the previous video, I'd encourage you to look at the vaccine Mark of the Beast video I did. I talk about the theology of the Mark of the Beast, and we go through the book of Revelation and whatnot. But the idea that political powers can impede your freedoms to even micromanage your commerce, your buying and selling. The only way that's really possible is if there is an overarching tech state monitoring you and creating these barriers or these hurdles that you have to go through, you have to jump over, or else you are excluded. By the way, have you noticed that all the big shot billionaires are all on board with the UN, with the Davos meeting? All of them. Soros, Gates, Bezos, all of these big capitalist mega corporations are all on board with this globalist Marxist system. Why? They create products. They want to become wealthy, and they need to control the consumer. Think about how much money you would make if you forced every single person on planet Earth to buy something. No choice. You have to buy it. That's a problem. It's a problem for us. If you're a billionaire, it's genius. You love it. So my challenge to everyone watching and my challenge to His Holiness Pope Francis, if I could address Pope Francis, I would say, why is it that on this issue and so many others, Davos, environment, globalism, and now vaccine, why is it, Pope Francis, that you are continually on the side of the big corporations, the big billionaires, which are all in league with the UN? It's ironic because Pope Francis himself sounds like a Marxist. He sounds like he's for the little guy and the poor guy and the family. And yet, when you look at the policies and you look at who's behind the policies, it's the big billionaires. It's the people impeding freedom. That's a problem. That's a problem, and it should clue you in. So we'll close up there. I want to just do a short show. There's not much more to it. Other than that, Pope Francis has officially endorsed a COVID vaccine, and he wants it to be universal and global, which means it would pertain to the UN and to the UN alone. Not a good thing. Okay, so we're going to close up here. I encourage you, if you like this video, please hit the like button. That's the thumbs up. And then share it. You know, this story is a big story, but it probably won't get that much traction. So if you want people to know about it, hit the share button next to the like button and share this video on Facebook. And if you're new, please subscribe and hit the bell. When you hit the bell, you'll be notified every time I do a live show like this show. And some of you, I've been hearing back because I asked about it in the last show. Some people have the bell that doesn't work. Some people have the bell grayed out. Some people have the bell working. So I haven't quite figured out why some people can and cannot hit the bell on the subscribe to get notifications. But if you do see the bell, hit it and you will be notified every time I do a live show. Thank you so much for doing that. And now we will close in our prayer. We'll pray the Ave Maria, the Hail Mary, and we'll pray the Glory Be. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Almighty Father, please protect us from all of our enemies, both inside and outside the church. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. St. Joseph, pray for us. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, everybody. God bless you. I hope you all have a blessed and wonderful week. And a reminder, always pray that rosary. Pray the rosary every single day. If you don't pray the rosary, you're not on the team. This is the battering ram. This is the weapon. This is the prayer that defeats all heresies and overcomes evil. We received it in the 1200s. St. Dominic received it from Our Lady, and we had that message revived in 1917 at Our Lady of Fatima. Pray. Pray the rosary. Do penance. Read the Bible every day, 15 minutes if you can. Read the Bible every day. Find a traditional Latin Mass. Live your faith. Become a saint. And remember, our Lord Jesus Christ said, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. Till next time, God bless and Godspeed.